Right, full time. It's 5:15, and we're still in the game, lads. You know, it's I haven't even a clue what the final score was. But my Stato is here beside me, and he's just shrugging his shoulders. Stato is beaten as well. So yeah, I don't know. Hi, listen, this team is now officially as good as anyone was wondering about here versus the 1996 team, because we survived in All Ireland. Well, what a match. And, you know, what could go wrong did go wrong. I mean, when have you ever seen an OG in Gaelic football? I mean, you see them the odd time. But two OGs from Dublin's two first attacks. I mean, how in the name of Jesus could that happen, you know? Five down at half-time. I have to say, I did think it was gone. I didn't think... You know, Dublin are a good team, even though we made them look really, really ordinary for large stretches today. I thought at halftime, five down, I didn't think we'd have hope, to be honest with you. I didn't think we'd come back and do it. But we started the second half brilliantly. Now, the only thing is we never got our noses in front. And I think that might have been the difference on the day. Dublin edged back. And again, it looked like it was gone again. But we pulled it out. And we got the draw. Now, you know, it wasn't a perfect performance. There were some really poor performances. I'm not going to name names here, but there's two in particular whose, I think, starting places are really up for grabs the next day. And they're big players too. But we saw the real men as well. And none bigger than Killian O'Connor. He had to nail that ball. And he nailed it. And he got us back here in 2 weeks' time. So, you know, we've got to improve. We have to improve on that performance today. But we know we can beat this team. We know we can beat them. And now all we have to do is get back on the training ground, prep everything, and go again. Because, you know, we still respect the Dubs. So I respect them less after today. Because, you know, this bullshit they put about being the cleanest and the most Corinthian team around was shown to be the greatest pile of horseshit yet again today. They're as dirty as anyone else. You know, we don't make any bones about it. We're a hard physical team. But they, like, a lot of the stuff they did today was underhand and they got away with it. But we can show the next day that we can beat them at football. And, you know, it's a case of bringing on. Not bringing on straight away. I gather it's going to be 2 weeks. I think we'll need those 2 weeks to recover, because last year 6 days just wasn't enough. And but with 2 weeks, that's enough. That's enough. And we're going to do this. It is going to be Mayor for Sam 2016.